This is a podcast from the BBC.
We are filling in for absolutely nobody this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, the shortest ever. But what do we call it? Some ideas from you. Also, a sneak listen in to Greg James's first ever breakfast show. He's practicing next door. I take on the entertainment news myself. We try and work out who's on Strictly this year, as they've all been given code names of cheese. And Chris meets an interesting character on a night out. This is the shortest ever Radio 1 Breakfast Show, 4 days, before Greg James takes over next Monday. What an honour.
The Radio 1 Breakfast gap.
It is the gap.
Struggling with names for this just little bit of a breakfast show. But
well, yeah, I saw the one you just put on Twitter, but obviously don't say that on the...
I wasn't sure what the rules are. No?
I think it's a no.
No. It's a no.
Right, so we've got John on the way to work in Bristol. He says, why don't you just play the first Christmas song of the year?
Why not?
I mean,
this feels really
naughty.
Thing is, didn't we play a Christmas song last week?
I think so.
Someone called Mr. Christmas.
Yeah, it's a CD that we got sent in from a guy called Mr. Christmas. So yeah, we did play one last week, but not this one. No, I can't. It feels wrong.
The guy last week that we played, he eats a roast dinner, Christmas roast dinner every day. Famous for it.
He basically has Christmas every day in his house and posts Christmas cards to himself every day. Someone else says, can we hear a bit of Chris and Kem? A little bit Leave It, no reason, just fancied it.
Listen to it again, play it.
Chris, you got bars to go fresh?
I don't know what I've got.
Come on, you've got to have
some old school
top
bars.
Of your head now.
Right.
Go on, if you've got a bit, you go.
Oh, wait, what is that? What
Come
is
on,
that one?
This is aged well.
This is already awful, isn't it? Go,
I mean, it wasn't great at the time, but...
It's a little bit Leave It.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit Leave It.
A little bit, leave it.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's for Dale, who requested that.
Someone else wants a bit of Magical Trevor from the old days of the internet.
Everyone loves Magical Trevor because the tricks that he does are ever so clever. Look at him now, disappearing the cow. Where is the towel?
Tune.
Right now. Taking a bow, it's Magical Trevor.
Anything else, let us know.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Matt, 24, from Bognor Regis. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Morning. Now, hang on, morning. Are you from Bognor, are you from Chichester, or as the locals call it, Chai?
Chai, Bognor.
Say that bit again, you won't turn into a robot.
So, a bit closer to Bognor.
All right, okay, closer to Bognor, all good. What are you doing this morning?
It's on the way to work, Monday morning, isn't it?
It is Monday morning, isn't it, yeah. So, do you know about bangers? You heard it in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, in the afternoons we never get to do it, so it works.
Right, okay, got you. So that's why you called up today, because not allowed to call at work.
Yeah,
right.
Well, look, it's a massive honour. First of the week, first of this new Radio 1 breakfast show that's only lasting 4 days. So, yeah, mate, it's a massive decision from you today.
Welcome along.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Matt, this is what I've got for you. See if this tickles your actual fancy.
Hello. Oh, I don't know.
Fun. Ironically, they weren't any fun.
Yeah, forced fun.
Like, they weren't fun. Did the Teen Awards once. No fun there. This is Some Nights. I don't know.
When did you choose this?
I don't know.
It was this 3 a.m.
I think it was late. What have you got?
All right, I've got this, Matt.
Oh.
Oh, let's go.
Right,
yes,
I'll get my coat.
This is Tiny Temper, Frisky.
Back to the time when going yeah in a song was perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going for then? I'll tell you, shall I?
Yeah, it's probably
Chris.
Yeah, it's quite an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go for Chris. Yeah. Then, yeah. We'll have a good start.
No worries. All fine. Yeah, that was the right choice today. Completely. That was Tiny Temper. Would you risk it for a chocolate biscuit?
Oh.
Do you remember when Tiny Temper's Twitter back in the day was disturbing everywhere? Like, wherever he was, it was like hashtag disturbing Zanti, hashtag disturbing Ibiza.
Disturbing Scunthorpe.
Yeah, hashtag disturbing Milton Keynes.
I remember when it was one of the most epic nights in Southampton. Like, everyone was so excited for it because You know where it says, I've been to Southampton, but I've never been to Scunthorpe. Well, yeah. I saw him in Southampton and excitement was high. Imagine what it was like the first time he came to Scunthorpe.
They'd have been going wild for him.
Mate, it would have been massive.
Best night ever. Right, thank you, Matt, from Chichester for choosing Frisky. Tiny Temper on Bangers this morning.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's Mabel and Notes and Fine Line on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills filling in for absolutely nobody until Greg James takes over next Monday morning at 6:30. He is actually practising next door, so what we could do is just put him on and go home. He wouldn't know.
Why don't you start now?
Right.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
He's talking at the moment. That feels dangerous. Let's not do that.
Do you want to give us a bit? Whoa!
He's playing a song. Whoa. It's fine. Right, it is 7:41. God love Stefan Powell getting all his numbers mixed up there.
And the weather, patchy rain across Scotland with heavy showers in northern and eastern England, but it should be brighter in the southwest. It's 6:33. It's 7:34, rather.
Yeah,
it's Radio 2.
Right, nobody from Entertainment News is doing it this week, so I've taken it upon myself to do it for you.
So you're going to do some Ents News.
So, good morning, everyone. I'm Sinead Garvan, and here are your headlines. So Idris Elba is adding to this speculation that he could be the next James Bond. You're supposed to interact with me this part.
All right, OK.
So the next film is going to be Daniel Craig's last, and there were reports last week saying that Idris might be in line to take over. Now he's put a tweet out simply saying the name's Elba, Idris Elba. See, I think that's too obvious. I think that's just attention seeking.
So this is non-news because the story is Idris Elba might be James Bond.
Right, stop slagging off my Entertainment News.
No, I just mean, like, all he's done there, Scott, is hear everyone saying, oh, Idris Elba could be Bond, and then done a funny Instagram because he's heard that news. It doesn't add anything.
I would do the same. Good news for all fans of Caroline Flack. She's back with that bloke again. Again!
The Apprentice one.
Right, Andrew Brady. They've decided to patch things up after a make-or-break trip to Ibiza last week.
Great.
Spotted kissing at a restaurant in London over the weekend. We're now on the third time that they've reunited. Like, this is boring as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really news. But also, let's be real as well, sometimes that happens, doesn't it? You've got to, reattempt a few landings, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then eventually it will be smooth from there on in.
Yeah, and I really hope so for Caroline as well.
Plain sailing.
Because I love her. But we're on our fourth flight now. Let's hope the... Yeah. Right, and also the first celebrities taking part in this year's Strictly Come Dancing are being announced this week. Three of them today.
So this is some kind of pre-announcement you're doing,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Just,
why are you being so harsh?
No, because I'm saying you're better than this. You're much better than this. This is boring Ents News. What you should do is tell me who you know or think is going to be on Strictly Come Dancing. Just say it.
Okay.
Tell it before they do the announcement.
Lee Ryan.
Lee Ryan's doing it this year.
Well, they are running out of members of Blue and the Saturdays, aren't they?
Everyone's looking worried, right? Don't be worried. It's fine. We're only doing this for 4 days. It's fine. So
Lee
Ryan is doing Strictly Come Dancing this year, is he?
That's the rumour.
Right. Okay.
Also,
fine.
They've got code names again this year. Do you remember when I was Salamander?
Yeah.
That was my code name. To keep your identity top secret before they reveal you, they just give you silly code names. And this year, they're all cheeses. So here's Tess and Claudia on the Strictly Twitter here.
We have the names of the brand new celebrity lineup, but we are sworn to secrecy.
We can't say a thing, but it feels mean. Can we give them just a few clues?
Code names?
Yes.
Well, in the past, they've been Disney characters, as the Greek gods, but this time they are...
Wait for it. Cheeses.
I like how they talk about the code names now, which is like kind of, well, why are you giving us code names then? Because you're talking about the code names, which are supposed to be secret.
So who have we got? Cheeses. Who's the stinking bishop?
Right. Also, I think this week we are actually doing one of the Strictly revelations on this show at some
point. Oh, are
we? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we better not annoy them then.
No, don't.
Sorry.
And stop guessing. So yeah, they're all cheeses this year, so you'll have like a Roquefort and you'll have a cheddar, I'm guessing. Thing is, right, when you get given the code name, having done it myself, they never refer to you as your name anymore. You become that person. Like, taxis will turn up with your code name in the window. Mm. You've just got to feel sorry for whoever's Blue Vein.
And we'll be announcing Blue Vein.
Yeah. Taxi for Blue Vein. Actually, Blue Vein, that could be Lee Ryan.
Yes, right. Well, there we go, the Blue Vein.
I'm working it out.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Chainsmokers and Paris on BBC Radio 1.
I love that song so much, but all it can make me think of is, you know, the kids' bop versions of songs that we were playing out a while ago.
Yeah, like, and they're kid-friendly versions of songs.
Yeah, I was at a party once and it accidentally came on a playlist that we were listening to, and it was like four songs in. I was like, because they sound sort of like the original ones, unless you're listening really closely.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was all kid versions of these songs. That one in particular is good, because it's weird hearing two kids sort of singing about running away to Paris.
We were staying in Paris.
Here we are.
And we're away from the parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a pic right now, I don't think that we could work this out. I'm on the terrace. I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you go by yourself?
It's all just so serious, isn't it?
Right.
If we go down, then they'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever.
That's I never get old.
We were staying in Paris, and we're away from the parents.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Massive song that'll be for this year, Crystal Clear, Neutron Dance. I've got Greatest Chilled Hits Volume 4 coming up on the Summer Mix, which is good because I don't have that one. Awesome. So pleased I'm getting Volume 4. Still struggling with what to call this show, because we're not filling in for anyone, and it's the shortest ever Radio 1 Breakfast show in history, just 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the gap, isn't it? Yeah. It's annoying. Between... I can't use the word that I'd like to use.
Yeah. Hello, good morning, who's this?
Hi, it's Samuel here.
Hello, Samuel. How can we help you?
Well, I think you should call it the Radio 1 Breakfast Watford Junction.
That's a good idea, the Watford Junction thing, from the call that we did about getting groomed in that area.
Yeah, this was from the afternoon show. Well remembered, Samuel, thank you.
Yeah, I thought any way I can help, I can, you know.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. This is when we called that waxing place just before you got married, Chris. For some, you know, some pre-wedding tidying up.
If all right, well, if we go by the station names that I see here, if I was to look to get the area between Paddington... If I was to look to get the area between Paddington and Plumstead...
Yeah, yeah, the bit in between.
What station's that?
That's not listed as a station, but we can do that. That's not a problem.
Okay, well, if we, just for the sake of this conversation, we'll call that Watford Junction. And that's what we are.
Right, this is the Radio 1 Watford Junction Breakfast Show.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
That is 5 seconds of Summer and Young Blood, and this is the shortest Radio 1 Breakfast Show in history. And I'm proud to be presenting it just 4 days. Because, of course, the weekend is now 3 days. Radio 1 says so. So, Greg James and his new breakfast next Monday. I was so shocked when I walked in this morning. I was like, whoa, are we supposed to be on? Because Greg is here. I was like, is someone, don't know, not getting some kind of email? And like, he's actually starting today. But he's here getting himself in the zone for next Monday. Like, he's doing an actual show now. Maybe I did play a bit of it earlier, but I knew that he was actually not going to be talking and that it was a song.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But that's what I want my boss to hear. Right, tell me about this guy you met at the weekend.
So I was at a club called Smokey Joe's, which is kind of legendary. I got chatting to the bloke who's on the door there, because I just thought... Like, he was, you know how some doormen and security look quite intimidating?
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
But I think
it?
That's kind of part of the job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I always wonder with policemen, are they made, like, are their shoes made extra big and, like, had to look more imposing? I've always wondered it.
They're almost like comedy shoes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, off of clowns.
Are they designed, is, like, everything designed to make you slightly more scared of them? I sometimes wonder that with doormen. This guy... And he had a hat and a cape on, and I've never seen this before. And he sort of checks all the IDs on the way in.
A cape?
What kind of cake? Like an old school, as if, what's it like? As in someone that might lead a funeral procession.
Right.
Like that kind of thing. But I couldn't work it out. Like, I wanted to know if it was just what he wears, as in to kind of keep warm a little bit.
What's the hat?
I don't know how to describe the hat, but he was wearing, honestly, it was a hat and a cape.
Okay.
And I said to him, I said, like, you know, what's the deal with the hat and the cape here? Is this like, why are you doing it? Yeah. Turns out, he said to me that he hires it from a fancy dress shop.
Why?
I think, and well, I didn't ask why, which is the next obvious question, but I assume it's so that he looks hard. Because the hat and the cape thing does sort of freak you out a little bit. Like, yeah. If you got into trouble and the guy with the hat and the cape came over, you'd think, well, there's something special going on here.
No, but normally, like, they're all dressed in black and often have a bald head, right? That's
he's got a bald head.
And they're pretty built, which scares me. A cape doesn't scare me, Chris.
No, it would. And the hat throws you because you wonder if he's going to take the hat off and, like, throw it at you or something. And it's going to be... It was just very... Not creepy. That's a wrong word to describe in case he's listening.
You're not getting in again.
No, I want to get in again. But it was just very imposing. So there's two things from it. One, I would love to know what it was like when he was trying on the fancy dress and what other fancy dress he would have tried. And two, do other people have this in their towns where, like, local doormen and security dress up to look harder?
Yeah. I'd be interested to know. And also, like, if you've encountered in your time some like, unconventional, pretty odd bouncers or any other interesting characters.
Like, local characters. I believe this guy is Maidenhead famous. His name is Ollie. The guy with the hat and the cape.
Connor from Somerset says, one of my mates, massive, big, intimidating doorman, utterly terrified of cotton wool.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Carly, you legend. Thanks for texting this in. The doorman at my local bar wears something really strange. Always stands there with a huge chip on his shoulder.
Scott Mills.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott. I actually FaceTimed Tiësto last week for the official chart, and that was weird. Because literally, I'm building up so many good numbers since I've been doing the chart show in my phone. Like, I've got actual Tiësto's number in my phone now because, well, I thought it'd be... Like, if it's someone like a massive star like Tiësto, you don't expect it to be their phone, but it is.
No.
I thought it'd be like his manager would be like, hello, like connect to the FaceTime and then be like, right, now I'll pass you over to Tiësto. Imagine my surprise. I'm literally calling him from my phone. It's like... Hi, it's Tiësto! I'm like, whoa, I wasn't expecting it to be you. Just a hotel room in St. Petersburg. You just don't expect that, do you? You expect it to be the manager or something. What a good bloke, anyway. That was Jackie Chan. Oh, wow. So I've just seen a photo of that guy that is outside your local club.
You see what I mean?
That's a bowler hat. A bowler hat.
A bowler hat and cape, though.
Also, if he's wearing it all the time, why is he hiring it from the local fancy dress shop? Just buy one.
Really good point. Right. I love local characters like this, though, when you find your local sort of celebrities.
Yeah. We've got Miriam is listening from LA. I mean, LA will have so many of them. You just know it. So she says, there's a local LA celebrity, kind of, named Angeline. She occasionally purchases billboards to advertise herself, drives around in a pink Corvette, former model... an aspiring actress. But like, also actually like hiring out like advertising space on billboards. Hi, I'm Angeline.
Who?
And yes, we've got Aaron in Bury St. Edmunds. Guy who works in his local nightclub on the door wears a bandana and motocross gloves for no apparent reason why.
Scott Mills.
One!
Cardi B, I like it.
One.
This is Scott Mills on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Tiger and Offset coming up. Also music from Disciples and Cheat Codes and Little Mix. Getting a lot of these local characters in now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Scott.
Right, where are you?
Currently sat in Asda car park.
Oh, living the actual dream in the car park of Asda there. Which Asda are we talking about? Wasda, sorry, yeah.
One in Broadstairs.
Broadstairs, okay. Who's your local legend?
We've got a guy called 2P Louie.
2P Louie?
2P Louie. He likes to walk around the streets finding 2Ps. And I guess once he's got his quota for the day, he will then go to the arcades and play the drop machine.
Oh, right. So he's getting the 2Ps there for the slots.
That's correct.
Where's he getting the 2Ps from, though?
Anywhere. Right. He has no method. He just literally goes around looking for 2Ps, all the nooks and crannies. in Ramsgate, I guess.
Yeah, just same old routine, 2P Louis.
So he, in Ramsgate, people would know him, yeah?
People would know him, definitely, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. See, I love these different characters. Like, there's one in every town, for sure. Let us know who yours is.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6.30 on the Radio 1 Watford Junction Breakfast Show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.